What's up, Terp Nation? This summer, Hear the Turtle will be bringing you our summer check-in series with Maryland Men's Basketball, where we will introduce you to a new member of the squad each week. This week, we caught up with incoming freshman Marcus Dockery, a 6'1 point guard from Washington, D.C., who spent last season with national powerhouse Brewster Academy in New Hampshire. Let's check in with Marcus.
Hear the Turtle is presented by Toyota. Toyota helps you get the most out of your drive. Just ask a friend who drives one. Shop buyatoyota.com, Toyota's official website for deals, to find the Toyota that's right for you. Toyota, let's go places.
Hear the Turtle, guys, back here. Summer check-in with incoming Maryland freshman guard Marcus Dockery. Marcus, crazy last few months for you. You were about to play, I think, a national prep championship with Brewster Academy, and then kind of got pulled off the court there. What have you been doing from that time when you got sent home till now?
Just trying to prepare for next year, this year coming up. You know, it's kind of a big setback not being able to get in the gym like as much as I'd want to, but things are starting to get better. So I've just been – I have a court in my backyard, so I try to play every day, you know, get as many shots up as I can, weather's good. And I've been starting to get in the weight room for the past 3 weeks. So that's been good. And just trying to keep my mind right to get ready.
Marcus, take us through that experience playing at Brewster Academy. You know, kind of known nationally. Season was cut short, but kind of named that co-champion prep national championship. What was the experience like?
So coming in, you know, I was told that we were going to be like a really good team from the start. You know, we had, I think, like 7 Division I players on our team. So that was probably the biggest team I've played on, and just competing every day in practice. I just thought that going to Brewster and playing with guys that I know will help me prepare to be able to play in college. And that's what really it did. You know, we had big name players on our team, and my roommate Jamal Mashburn, he's going to Minnesota. We competed every single day, you know, getting up early to get shots up before class starts around 6 a.m. It was just a fun experience just being around guys who can push you all the time and knowing that if I'm not doing well one day in the game, I know that my brothers collectively were going to do good as a unit. And it was great. And it was my first time being away from home, which also prepared me for going to college, where it was fun, you know, having a lot of responsibility on my own. And just, yeah.
Marcus, now you get the opportunity to come back and play at home because you played that last season away, but you're a DMV guy, grew up just down the road from Maryland. How excited are you to come back, play in front of your family and friends and the local crowd at Maryland?
I'm very excited. You know, it's always been a dream of mine to play college basketball and to be able to do it close to home, 25, 30 minutes away. My dad gets to come see me play, mom, grandma, friends and family. It's big for me. And just to be able to say that I'm playing for my home state is big for me too.
Marcus, growing up, what maybe Maryland memories do you have either watching games or players that you looked up to as a DMV guy?
You know, growing up, I watched a lot of Melo Trumbull and, you know, a little bit of Anthony Cowan because I was in the eighth grade when he was going into his freshman year. And, you know, I went to a lot of St. John's camps, and I saw him in high school too. So he was like a big inspiration for me to seeing that I can do what he can do as well.
You committed early in the process though, so you had it pretty locked in.
Yeah, I always wanted to play college basketball home, like close to home. And Coach Turgeon, he came to one of my open gyms at Bishop O'Connell, and we talked, and he offered me. And I liked what he was offering me, so I went on an official visit. And I already went into the visit knowing that this is where I want to be, because before I even committed, they treated me like I was already one of their own. And it's just, I felt like it was perfect for me and for my family, because, you know, I'm a family guy. I love being around my family. I have a little brother who I want to watch grow up. And what better to do that than being close to him all the time?
Not going to be bad. He's going to get to come watch you play at the Xfinity Center too. Obviously, the team coming off a Big Ten championship, Marcus, a pretty talented roster. How excited are you to get in there with those guys and start getting to work?
I'm very excited. I want to finish what these guys already started. I know it's hard on them. They didn't get to do what they wanted to do, play in the NCAA tournament. And they have a big chip on their shoulders because, you know, people are already doubting us, saying that we're not going to be the same team we were. But that just goes over us. We're just ready to put in the work, and I'm ready to work with these group of guys because I know what these guys can do. I've been watching them play for the past 2 years, and these guys are
I knew that. Marcus, how would you describe your game maybe to someone who's never seen you play? You know, who any pros or other guys that you pattern your basketball game after?
I mean, I watch a lot of Steph Curry, but his game is really hard to try to model after because, you know, he's shoot from anywhere. He's really hard to guard. But in terms of modeling my game after someone, I'd say a lot of D'Angelo Russell, lefty, southpaw, a little bit of Damian Lillard. Those two guys I really watch, like, in terms of trying to use their moves to get open, create space. And I watch a lot of Pat Bev on defense, you know, just the energy-wise, you know, little scrappy guard just being up in everyone's personal business.
You did a good job, though. You got the Steph Curry fathead behind you, and he's dribbling with his left hand. So, I mean, he might as well be a lefty just like you. We're going to finish it out here with a couple of rapid-fire questions that we normally do on our show, Marcus. The show you've been watching during quarantine, sort of fill up some time. What have you been watching or streaming?
Arrow. I've been watching Arrow, and I watched Outer Banks. That was like 3 weeks ago. Outer Banks was probably my favorite show.
I just watched Outer Banks. I just finished Outer Banks like 3 days ago.
It was so good.
That was a little bit of a sensation, wasn't it? It got popular very fast.
Yeah, it did.
That show. Everybody who couldn't go to the beach wanted to live their lives through Outer Banks, I guess.
Marcus, the guy that plays John B., I learned today, Maryland native from Annapolis, apparently. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, heard that today. So, there you go.
Marcus, how about the music artist you're listening to the most right now during quarantine when you're working out or whatever it is?
Lil Baby.
There it is, Lil Baby.
It's a fan favorite.
G Herbo.
Okay, there you go. And then finally, Marcus, we'll finish you on this. Just your message to Maryland fans about your excitement to come and play. Obviously, such an awesome fan base fills up Xfinity Center. What's your message to them coming in?
I love the fans. I love the hospitality. And I just can't wait to get there and put on a show for you guys. Play my heart out.
There it is. Play his heart out. That's all we can ask for, Marcus. You're the man. Thanks for taking a little time for us. Enjoy the rest of the summer. Can't wait to see you in College Park. Get the 2020-21 season started.